Welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
Hello.
James, how was your Guardian date?
Oh, my God.
You did it, right?
Yeah. Did we talk about this at all? Yeah. Yeah, we did.
We did briefly.
Okay, so...
I'm really glad you did it.
Why?
Because I thought you were going to back out and be like...
I wanted to.
Well, I know, but it's good to
I went
do things.
On a blind date for The Guardian. It's a British newspaper. They have a feature every Saturday where they print a blind date and you both review each other. Okay, so I found out about it before New York and they sent me his name and the place we were going to meet.
What's his name?
Have I not told you this yet?
No.
I haven't told you this. Oh, my God.
Is it someone I know?
So he's called Colin.
Is it Colin Crummy?
Who? Who's Colin Crummy?
Just someone that I know. Called.
No.
Okay.
And
who's also gay.
And originally I was like, oh, God, really, Colin? That's an awful name. Why, I wouldn't go on a date with a guy called Colin.
Why would you not go on a date?
I don't know. It's terrible. What's the female version of Colin?
Colette.
Colette. Would you go on a date with someone called Colette?
No, because I just think of Colette Rooney.
My mum is called Colleen. You mean Colleen Rooney?
Yeah, what did I say?
Colette.
Oh, sorry.
Colleen. My mum's actually called Colleen. I didn't really even realise that. I feel bad now. But I didn't ever really see myself with someone called Colin. I didn't see that name, James and Colin, on the wedding invitations.
But
then I thought, like, oh, Colin Firth, Colin Farrell, some pretty hot Colins, Colin the Caterpillar Cake.
And did you want a slice?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Because...
So they tell you you're on this...
I'm cringing just thinking about it.
They're telling you you're going on a date with this geezer called Colin. Do they tell you his full name or just Colin?
Literally just Colin.
So you can't look him up or anything?
No.
Right.
No picture, nothing. And they just sent the most generic bio, like, he's into this, he likes going on holiday, he goes to the gym, he enjoys eating out and likes films, and he sometimes likes to enjoy the odd drag show. Okay, great. So everyone, you just described everybody in London, apart from Dan.
I'm surprised he likes eating out if he's gay.
Dan is, by the way, afraid of drag queens, which we at some point need to deal with. So you're surprised he likes eating out because he's gay. What does that mean? Surprising, that's eating. Am I not getting something? Like eating out because he's gay. What does that mean? What are you talking about?
It's a really crude joke.
Is that what straight people do when they're going down on a woman? They're eating out.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
How have you never heard that term before?
I have, but I didn't put it into context because I don't have a head like yours. That's disgusting.
Anyway, carry on.
I'm not sure I can. I feel ill. So, so anyway, we met and I was like, I really didn't want to go. I had to have a photo shoot as well for it, which was horrific because they like make you turn to the right and the left to smile at an imaginary person that they're going to Photoshop me next to. Awful. And I'm like, what if I don't want to smile at him? Anyway, I did. So I got to the restaurant and I was deliberately late because I thought it would be easier if I was late because then I don't have to be the one sat there waiting. So I got there at like 5-7 minutes past the time we were meant to meet.
Disrespect.
37 instead of 30. 7:37, I think I got there.
And he was there at 7:30?
Yeah. I don't know when he got there, but I thought that was a good thing to do for me. And I just literally sat down and went, Colin, how is this so far for you? This is horrific for me. I'm hating every minute of it. This is so weird. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's really odd, isn't it? And I was like, okay, normal.
But he's not going to say, no, this is great. Like, once you've said that, is it? Anyway, carry on.
Well, why would it be great? No one would find that great. No.
Stop looking at your phone.
Oh, sorry. No, this guy I'm seeing just texted me and cancelled, so I'm, like, a bit upset. Where were we? Colin.
Yeah.
Right. So I sat down, and... So he works for the SNP. he's Scottish and worked for the SNP, the Scottish National Party.
This is not the BNP.
And I was just like, oh, God, really? So we just, the entire conversation was about Scottish independence. And to be honest, I was probably kind of glad about that because it was easier than talking about, like, the date or whatever.
Yeah.
So I sort of led that conversation.
Did you talk about Brexit?
Yeah, I guess we did, yeah. Whatever. Anything to distract from the actual horror of the situation. Anyway, so we were chatting about that and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I might not be in London very long. And I was like, okay, cool, interesting. And it, yeah, I was like,
does he work for the SNP in London?
Yeah, like, yeah, he works for Parliament. Yeah, which is another weird thing. It's like, so you're in London, but you don't want to be in London. Like, what a weird situation to be in. And he was like, I don't feel that comfortable here. And I was like, well, it's because your job is telling you you shouldn't be here. Like, your whole job, your whole existence is to leave. So, so no wonder you feel unsettled. No wonder you're single. And I sort of gave him that tea. I was like, here's the tea. This is what's going on with you. And he was like, oh, how did you do that? I'm like, because I'm pretty good at working people out. Yeah, so that was Colin. And then I had to fill out this form and say what I thought about the date and how it went. Oh, I also told him I'd been seeing someone.
Right.
I kind of awkwardly was like, look, actually, I've had four dates with this guy that I kind of like, so, you know.
Do you want to leave?
I didn't. I didn't think it was that. I thought, to be honest, he was like, oh, so why did you bother with this? And I'm like, oh, because I didn't want to back out. I thought it'd be bad. I thought it'd be quite rude to just cancel like the day before and go, actually change my mind of dating someone. But also, like, four dates in with someone new, that's not, you know, you don't know where that's going to go. So if Colin had been like amazing, I'd have probably been like, yeah, cool. I'd have not told him, I suppose. He might be listening to this because I told him all about the podcast. So this is pretty awkward. But no, I was barred. Right, so they sent me this questionnaire afterwards, like, are you alive? What were you hoping for? First impressions, what did you talk about? Any awkward moments? Good table manners? Best thing about Colin, would you introduce Colin to your friends? Describe Colin in three words. So I didn't really know what to say about any of these things. And then they send you all these questions and you answer these questions and then they print it in the magazine and it's really horrific. So I had to answer all these questions about him, like, what were your first impressions? What's a good thing about Colin? And what did you talk about? Scottish independence. What's your marks out of 10? Dan has been reading my answers.
Yeah. They're quite generic, to be fair. But you did go on somewhere, but you didn't kiss.
No.
Not like on the cheek or whatever. What's the good done thing in the gay world on that?
If you're interested, I suppose you'd kiss someone on the cheek. No, I didn't want to.
Okay.
This is horrible. I don't want him to listen to this.
Well, we'll find out.
No, it's really horrible. It's really horrible. Because I'm seeing someone.
Are you?
Yeah. No, I didn't kiss him because I've been like seeing this person. I'm in that like weird phase where you're not together, but you're not dating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if you get to four dates with someone and you think you like them, you probably shouldn't be kissing anybody else.
Is this the guy who's just cancelled it?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that back up again. I have a real thing if people cancel me.
Really?
Yeah, it shakes me. Like, I'm now struggling. I'm like questioning everything. Like, oh, he's not into me anymore, which is terrible because actually it's probably quite normal to just cancel someone.
Yeah, you cancel stuff all the time.
I know, but I have a thing about it. It's fine. I'm trying to just compose myself and be like, it's totally fine. He's just hungover. Like, it's not a big deal. But I'm like, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. No, it's not. It's a big deal. Is it a big deal? Dan, I'm having a breakdown. Wait, okay, let me just speak about him because, yeah. So we went out for dinner on Wednesday, the night before the blind date, me and this new guy.
Yeah.
Date 4. I really like him. And we had a really nice time. We played charades. We were in Oaxaca and we played charades across the table. But to most people, they'd probably think that's really weird. But I thought that was really cute. We had like a really fun time, just like not giving a shit.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I'm pleased.
Yeah, I really like him. But anyway, he texted me this morning saying, oh, I went to bed at 5 because he's leaving his job and he was out all night with his work people. And then he had to get up at 8 for work. So we were going to see each other tonight. He's like, I'm dead. Can we do something next week instead?
I think that's a fair cancellation.
Yeah,
if,
I do
if the
too.
Story's true.
I know it is, but I'm like, oh no, doesn't want to see me. I don't think I'd do that to someone. See, this is where I
should. Yeah, you would.
No,
yes,
if
you
I
would.
Liked someone, I wouldn't. I'd be like, I'd force myself into it. I'd like just have a lot of coffee, or I'd have a power nap or whatever, but there's no way I would cancel on someone I liked, which is why I get freaked out because I'm like, oh my God, he's cancelled on me. He doesn't feel the same about me.
I would cancel because I'd be like, oh God, even if I have a coffee and a nap, I'm going to be presenting a tired version of myself.
Yeah, not a good thing.
Which in my case is not a good...
I know. But the thing is, it's annoying for me as well because like he doesn't know my life and... I don't have a free night next week at all. Like, I don't. I'm literally not free at all. And then it's Easter.
Yeah.
So to do that to me is like, it's just not a good idea. You shouldn't really It annoys me. When people cancel on me, it's like, oh, fuck, you've basically just missed your shot now. Like, you've missed your window. I'm not going to be able to see you too. Let me look at my diary. Give me my phone back.
This is the only podcast
where James is going through his diary. So,
I mean, yeah.
So I'm free all day tomorrow, but he's busy. Monday is just a nightmare day for me, so that's not going to happen. I'm busy Tuesday night. I'm a jog on to cancer event Wednesday. Thursday, I'm meant to be seeing my housemates. Then it's Good Friday. I'm having a massive breakdown. How long has this been going on? I'm so sorry, everyone.
I don't know.
Insight into my little insecure little world. Is it stupid? Am I being stupid? Does he like me?
Yeah, because you had like 3 hours sleep. If that's true...
Well, that would you... Yeah, okay, but I suspect, gone to bed.
I suspect two things.
I did go to bed last night. I could have stayed out all night, and I went, no, I'm seeing Rory tomorrow, so I'm going to go to bed.
I suspect two things about his story are slightly dubious. That five is a really late time to go to bed when you've got work at eight. So I suspect that he is probably exaggerating a little bit.
I don't know. I almost
do you not think?
Well, yeah, because if I start delving into this, I'm like, where was he till five?
If you went out till five and you were working at eight...
Like, yeah, but he was out apparently with work people, so...
Depends what job you've got. I'd be terrified that I'd sleep in, and I would sleep in.
Well, I think the fact he's leaving his job and he was out with job people, like work people, and then had work the next day, you can imagine them being like, oh, don't worry, come out all night. Who cares, you've got work tomorrow.
True.
Like, I can see why that would happen. People you work with would find that funny as well. Like, ha ha, your last day.
Yeah, okay.
Although I don't know if it is last day. But now I'm thinking, what closes at 5 a.m? Where did he go? Do you think he got off with someone else? Do you think he went home and had sex with someone?
I don't know where we're going with this either.
I just need to know. Dan, tell me, what did he do?
I can't help you.
Dan, does he not love me?
I'm
so messed up. This is the problem with me. This is why I shouldn't date people, because it sends me into mentalness. I turn into a crazy person. It's so awful. Literally, I turn crazy. Anyway, back to Colin. Let's go back to this blind date.
Oh,
sorry,
God.
What we're meant to be talking about. I didn't know what to rate him, so I gave him 6 out of 10. Is that bad? You think that's bad?
Well, I wouldn't see a film on Rotten Tomatoes that had less than 75%.
No.
As the lowest. I certainly wouldn't buy like an album or anything like that.
I didn't want to lie.
Below 7.
Well, I didn't want to... I nearly gave him 7, but then I thought 6 was probably the real answer.
I think 6 is harsh. If you went somewhere else with him, it must be higher than a 6.
No, he's a nice guy, but it was like marks out of 10 for the date, right? And I was like, well, 6 then, because we talked about Scottish independence.
That's an interesting topic.
I made it awkward because I told him I was seeing someone, and I don't know, I just thought, yeah, I was like, this is probably realistic. Oh, maybe I've done wrong there. Also, subconsciously, I think I wanted to get a higher score than what I gave him. And I thought, if I gave him a 6, there's probably no way he'd give me a 6. But like, he might give me lower than that. Also, it says, like, what do you think he thought of you? And I wrote, I think he found me lovely, but maybe also intense. and it says, would you meet up again?
Do you know what he's...
No, I don't know what he said yet.
Okay.
It also ends with, would you meet again?
Okay. And drum roll.
So I didn't know what to say.
Well, I mean, the fact that you've given him 6 out of 10 sort of answers that question.
Most people like normally just say, oh, not romantically, but as friends. But again, I didn't really want to lie. So I said, I'm very happy with where I'm at in my dating life. So not romantically, but it'd be fun to bump into each other in a bar sometime, even just for hilarity. That's a nice thing to say, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean that as well.
Yeah.
I think he's fun. I definitely want to see him again. I gave him my number.
You might bump into him at the SNP conference.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. I might bump into him at the Wetherspoon Brexit fundraiser. Anyway, that was my blind date, and that is my current dating life situation.
I can see why we've been nominated for Best Entertainment Podcast.
If you want more, subscribe at gaynongay.com or on iTunes or, you know, whoever your favourite podcast supplier is. Kisses. Mwah.